I'm trying to figure out how to attack this. It's certainly not breaking news at this point, but I feel like it's been something that we've been following along with a little bit more on the other side of it. But it needs to be covered by us, I feel. There was news, as of recording recently, of Virginia Giuffre having died. I just wanted to go through some articles about this.
I sent you that text about it, where it came out of kind of nowhere. I'm sure this is in your article, but it really seems to have been like a PTSD response as to what happened here.
Here's the thing about it. I saw about a week before it actually happened on my conspiracy thread that she was uploading pictures onto Instagram saying that she was in a car accident, and some disturbing pictures that she had uploaded along with it saying that the doctor gave her less than a week to live and that she was in fact dying.
From a car accident?
Yes. I also have an article here. Well, let's start with the article first from the dailymail.com that you sent me.
Oh, good. Such a good source.
Yes. It's actually one of the main sources for what I'm going to read for articles. This one is April 25th, 2025. Joe Hutchison for dailymail.com. Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre dies by suicide after troubling Instagram post. And might I add, just right off the top here, do you know she was sex trafficked from Mar-a-Lago?
Oh yeah, that's a big part of the story. Not often talked about.
Funny enough,
Trump is completely dodging the whole releasing the Epstein files ever since that highly publicized thing where they released all, like they gave all these people binders of the Epstein files and saying they're releasing them. And it turns out it was just documents that were already released. Weird. He's probably implicating a lot of them and he won't release them.
It's so weird. Virginia Giuffre, who was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein as a teen, has died by suicide in Western Australia after making a series of troubling Instagram posts. Ms. Giuffre was one of the most prominent accusers of convicted sex offenders, Epstein and former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell, who said she kept her as a sex slave while flying her around the world and offering to their powerful associates like a platter of fruit. She alleged they trafficked her to Duke of York when she was 17 and was 3 times sexually assaulted by him, a claim which Prince Andrew, you guys may know him better as regular person Andy, has denied.
Yeah, and he distinctly remembers eating very specific pizza instead of having sex with this underage girl.
And we know that he didn't lie because he doesn't swear.
If you've never seen this, please go watch Prince Andrew, because he was Prince at the time, interview where he says he doesn't sweat with the BBC.
Yeah, good interview.
It's beautiful. And it's disgusting for me.
They reached an out-of-court settlement in 2022. Ms. Giuffre is understood to have died at her farm in Western Australia just weeks after being involved in a car crash, which saw her say that she had just days to live. She was involved in a domestic dispute with her husband, who was father of her 3 children. Her family said in a statement, quote, "It is with utterly broken hearts that we announce that Virginia passed away last night at her farm in Western Australia. She lost her life to suicide after being a lifelong victim of sexual abuse and sex trafficking. Virginia was a fierce warrior in the fight against sexual abuse and sex trafficking. She was the light that lifted so many survivors. Despite all of the adversity she faced in her life, she shone so bright. She will be missed beyond measure," end quote. Her family added that the light of her life were her children, Christian, Noah, and Emily. Quote, "It was when she held her newborn daughter in her arms that Virginia realized she had to fight back against those who had abused her and so many others," they said. The 41-year-old born Virginia Roberts grew to prominence after she went public with allegations against the late financier and called for charges to be brought against him. "There are no words that can express the grave loss we feel today with the passing of our sweet Virginia," the statement continued. "She is heroic and will always be remembered for her incredible courage and loving spirit. In the end, the toll of abuse is so heavy that it became unbearable for Virginia to handle its weight. We know she is with the angels." Ms. Giuffre is understood to have died at her farm in Western Australia. They totally just said that. Am I in a different article? Nope, this is the same one. Police confirmed emergency services received reports of an unresponsive woman at the property in the Perth suburb of Nirgabi on Friday night. Police and St. John, Western Australia attended and provided emergency first aid. Sadly, the 41-year-old woman was declared deceased at the scene, a police spokeswoman said. Death is being investigated by major crime detectives. Early indication is that the death is not suspicious. On Saturday, Giuffre's brother Danny Wilson paid tribute to his sister on Facebook with a sweet photo of the pair and another man. Giuffre claimed she was sexually abused by Prince Andrew. I feel like this is going on to a different article. So I'm just going to end that one there.
Trying to get Cole's notes. It's what, the Daily Mail? The Daily Mail is not good at writing. The Daily Mail is good at gossip, and this is kind of what they decide. This is a gossip story.
I just want to go into the background of her a little bit. Apparently, her compound in Australia was just completely armed to the teeth with surveillance, cameras, walls to keep people out, because she knew, given who she was fighting and speaking out against, that her life was in danger. And she would go and speak out to her lawyer, to everyone, saying that if she ever commits suicide, she is not suicidal, she would never kill herself, and had widely made that known as well everywhere. Now, I did want to cover this one a little bit because I did read an article from the bus driver in the crash that she was referring to that paints a totally different picture than what actually happened, and she was posting on her Instagram, and it totally doesn't make any sense. It actually seems like something that might have been staged, if anything.
The accident?
Yes. So he was a school bus driver. Ross Munns contradicted Miss Jeffrey's account of the accident and insisted that the car was in a minor collision with the bus. Miss Jeffrey, This is Virginia. This is her post. I won't bore anyone with the details, but I think it is important to note that when a school bus driver comes at you driving 110 kilometers as we were slowing for a turn, that no matter what your car is made of, it might as well be a tin can, she wrote in the post. On Tuesday, she said via a spokesperson that the post about her injuries and selfie of her badly bruised face had been posted on her public Instagram in error and was only meant to be on her private Facebook page. Mr. Munns said that the crash happened after he'd followed a slow-moving white car for 3 kilometers before deciding to overtake it when he went under 75 kilometers per hour, and it was safe for him to pass around 3 p.m. Monday last week. He said that the small white Toyota Highlander involved in the collision was driven by a 71-year-old woman who he believed to be Miss Jeffrey's carer. Never heard that word.
Carer?
Carer?
No, is that carer. Maybe car driver?
I don't know.
I'm looking this word up.
Let's Google this word. Family member or paid helper who regularly looks after children.
Oh.
He said he had no recollection of Miss Jeffrey being in the Toyota, but a police report into the incident later stated that a woman aged 41 was a passenger. Mr. Munns said that he had about 29 children still on board as he began to maneuver, only for the car to suddenly start turning right in front of him to get into a rural property north of Perth, Western Australia. Mr. Munns, a school bus driver for 16 years, said that he beeped his horn, but he was unable to avoid clipping the car and damaging its taillight with what he described as a minor collision. He said he immediately stopped and went to check on the car driver, who had also pulled over and was satisfied that she was not hurt. Mr. Munns said that he and the 71-year-old woman swapped details, including phone numbers, and were both able to drive away afterwards. But he decided to report the incident to police as he felt the circumstances were a little bit sus. He insisted...
And those kids are just going to rat on you, let's face it.
That's true. He insisted that he was under no obligation to report the crash, as the law only required accidents to be reported if they caused more than $2,000 in damage, and in his view, the incident did not pass the threshold. Mr. Munns said he later telephoned the driver as a courtesy to say he had reported the accident. She rang him back the next day to say there had been a passenger in the car who suffered a black eye. Grandfather from Lancelin near Perth said that he was horrified to see Ms. Jeffrey's Instagram post claiming that she had been injured when a school bus had plowed into her car at 100 kilometers an hour, as buses in Western Australia are restricted to it was 110. Top speeds can only be 100.
That's a very different story.
Yeah. But he just says, it's just all blown out of proportion, and I know what happened. I didn't even see her in the car. It does go on, but that's kind of his account, as you can gather from it. He says that it's not that bad. Super weird. There's a whole bunch of other articles out there about it. There's another one from the Daily Mail. No signs that Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Jeffrey would take her own life, as her lawyer speaks out on conspiracy fears. Let's take a look at this one. I need to skip all of this because we already know who she is. She took her own life. Ms. Loudon said she was in shock and was in contact with her client in the days before her death. This has been a complete shock to all of us, she told Daily Mail. If any of us has thought that she was going to commit suicide, of course we would have taken more steps, put her into a clinic, or got her some more help. When I got the phone call, I was like, are you joking? Because there were no signs that that was something she was considering. Ms. Loudon wouldn't speculate on circumstances surrounding the Mumma 3's death. It is inconclusive. I'm a defense lawyer and I don't like to speculate about things until the evidence is in and the evidence is not in, she said. The police told me nothing. They didn't even confirm she was dead. It wasn't suspicious circumstances. It's suicide or misadventure. Misadventure. I didn't see her in the room. I wasn't in there. The family said what the family has said, but I'm not going to speculate whether it was suicide or accidental. You'll all be aware that she was in the hospital. She's been on medications. Has she just taken too many painkillers? Was she intentionally doing it? I don't even know what the cause of death was. Ms. Loudon said there is no suspicious circumstances as far as we are aware. She is unaware whether a suicide note was left. Given the recent activities, it is very likely that we will never know. The police were just very, very vague. I know she's gone, but how that happened, I don't know. Again, much more in this article, but I'm gonna cut it there for the sake of this being a mini.
Thank you for doing that. That is bizarre. That seemed like such a light accident to prompt all this.
Yeah, and what's so weird is I totally saw that and I was like, that's so weird that she's posting. Why would you even post that on social media? Because she posted a picture with it of her being badly bruised and then this, and then she commits suicide. It seems like something's off, honestly.
It does, but at the same time, like, this doesn't seem like a opportune time to have someone suicide. Does that make sense? Nothing's coming out.
That's true, but you never know if anything was coming out.
That's true, but she also got through an entire court case with one of the children of the Queen of England.
That's true.
Without having to go through that. It just seems really odd, and I'm sure there'll be more information that comes out as this goes on, but I think this is just somebody who suffered some severe PTSD from her time as a sex slave.
That's totally true, too, if you look at it logically.
She has been put through the ringer. She has lived a tough life for a 41-year-old. This is awful, but it is something that we should follow up on, and we have. So maybe there'll be another follow-up in the future, but in the meantime, this is what we got for you.
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, and we'll see you in 48 hours.